Well, what are the effects that Sandy will have on the price at the pump? Joining us this morning, Phil Flynn, analyst with Price Futures Group. Phil, good morning. Good. Welcome back to WTOP.
Thank you.
We always see awful things happening with the weather having an awful consequence on our gas prices. Will that be the same here, or is this different?
You know, I think it's different because we're seeing probably the most significant demand destruction for gasoline maybe in history. I mean, when you consider the fact that the entire East Coast has been shut down because of the storm, the biggest cities in the country, people are staying home. You know, we've had almost 16,000 flights canceled. You know, but having said that, it's still going to have an impact. A lot of people are focused on the refineries on the East Coast, but that's just a small part of the equation. What the East Coast is really known for is oil and gasoline imports, and they have been hampered by this storm. So if we can get the ports open, if we can get the pipelines back running here very quickly, I think the impact on gasoline prices will be short-lived. But we are seeing a spike today mainly because right now those pipelines are still not online.
Did any of the refineries, particularly in New Jersey, take any damage?
Well, you know, we're getting early reports, and some of them have, you know, especially right in New Jersey. There is obviously water in those refineries. But keep in mind, you know, the entire East Coast is only 8% of the U.S. refining capacity. Most of our refining capacity is in the Gulf Coast. So if this were in the Gulf Coast, this would be much more significant for the long term. You know, if we can get the imports up and running on the East Coast, that can make up for what we've lost in refining capacity. It might not be that big of a deal. But the problem is today is that across the country, a lot of the wholesalers for gasoline that depend on those imports can't get their hand on supply. So that's pushing up prices today. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we've had some other refining issues in the Midwest that are driving prices up. So we are going to see an initial spike on price, but I think it will level out as soon as we can get the power back to New York Harbor and get those ships coming in.
All right. Just finally, before you go, could you let us know what impact Sandy could have on both natural gas prices for heating homes and heating oil for the same purpose?
Initially, we saw a spike in natural gas prices, and that the concern was that some of the nuclear power plants on the East Coast had to be shut down. In fact, one of them actually declared a slight emergency because of the concerns of what the flood damage could do. So if you're not going to run the nuclear power plants, you're going to run more natural gas, and of course, that would keep the prices up. Now those concerns about the nuclear power plants aren't as bad as feared, so we have pulled back a little bit. But if those nuclear power plants stay offline, it will increase prices for natural gas ever so slightly.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Phil Flynn's an analyst with Price Futures Group.